Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Larry O'Connor here with an easy way for you to start the new year cleaner with the only company I trust to deep clean my carpets, Zero Res. This January, Zero Res has a great deal for you. Get a room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh today. What I really love about Zero Res is how easy it is. They bring all the equipment needed, including the water, and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots or odors left behind. A Zero Res clean doesn't use any chemicals. It's odorless, so it's really great for allergy sufferers. Trust me, no one cleans like Zero Res can. It's amazing. If you haven't done it yet, pick up the phone and call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL New Year's special, each room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on the Intercounty Connector crash. This will be Maryland's 200, the ICC, heading toward Georgia Avenue. If you're going eastbound on Maryland 200 before you get to Georgia for the crash, watch for a lot of activity there. I'm seeing delays on the approach for sure. 270 in Urbana slows in Germantown, again in Rockville. So we have areas of delays and areas of fog around the region. It's definitely been an issue this morning. And be careful of the refreeze, bridges, ramps, and overpasses still as we have these cold temperatures. Now, for water main breaks, we're still dealing with one near Reagan National Airport. Southbound GW Parkway, the first entrance to the airport closed with the water main break. Beyond that, the second entrance still accessible. You can also take Route 1 from Crystal City to Reagan National. In Annandale, water main break is closing. Annandale Road, right at State Crest Drive. That puts it south of Graham Road. So Annandale Road, south of Graham Road, and north of Gallows. If you normally use it in that stretch, you'll be turned around. They have the closures set in place. Heading into town, 50, very slow inside the Beltway here, passing 410. And I'm trying to check it out in the traffic cameras, but the fog is making it very difficult for me to even see. But those delays extending onto DC 295 past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to push more and more sunshine now as high pressure settles in. Milder weather on the way, 44 with sun today. Tonight, clear 26, colder outside the Beltway. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow with highs into the middle 40s, mid-50s possible by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 26 in Chantilly, 28 in Bowie, 32 degrees in Washington. Ivanka Trump tweets her praise for the Oprah Winfrey speech at the Golden Globes. See a video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, Tuesday morning. Joining us at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. Larry will make you smarter. We'll talk to him about budgets and spending. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese. And before this, just in from the WMAL newsroom, St. Mary's County has gone from a two-hour delayed opening to closed today. So the schools in St. Mary's County have gone from a two-hour delayed opening to closed. So that just in.
Well, on that very subject, let's talk to Jeff Plattenberg. He's an assistant superintendent. He's from the Department of Facilities and Transportation Service for Fairfax County Public Schools. Jeff, good morning. Good to have you here on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Vince and Mary. Good to be with you.
Nice to chat. Let's talk about Fairfax County Public Schools. First of all, you're on a two-hour delay this morning. Tell us about what led you to that decision.
That's correct. Well, you know, each weather event is unique, as your latest updates kind of reflect. And we have to take into consideration really the latest information that we provide, not only are provided from the National Weather Service, but also from a number of different sources, from the Virginia Department of Transportation. We speak with our county partners and our police department and so forth. And all of that really kind of goes into the determination, the consideration of what we're going to do and what it seems that we're going to be looking at.
Now, who's actually involved? Who makes the decision? Who pulls the trigger on this?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, on a typical day, which there is never one in terms of this time of year and the weather, what happens is there's usually a Council of Governments call, and sometimes that's at 3 a.m. in the morning. And generally, on those discussions, the National Weather Service briefs the whole capital region, everybody from VDOT, DDOT, MDOT, all the dots, and all the rails, VRE, MARC, et cetera, and all the local governments and the police departments and so forth, emergency management folks. And then, really, people look to see what OPM, the Office of Personnel Management for the federal government, is doing. Then they ask us what our consideration is. We generally have about 8 to 10 people that go out and are physically on the roads, not only looking at the road conditions, but also looking how our students can traverse on the way to school. You know, we have 137,000 eligible bus riders. We have approximately 43,000 students who walk to school.
Right.
And countless number of high school students. But anyway, they look at all those different elements. And then we end up having a conversation a little bit later on after I get briefed from all those folks with Dr. Brabrand and the executive chiefs for Fairfax County Public School, and everybody kind of weighs in on their thoughts and their feelings. And then we come up with a general consensus about what is in the best interest for the safety of our children.
So a lot of early morning conferencing on these weather days. I want to play for you a little bit of what Fox host Laura Ingraham said on Friday. She was critical of Fairfax County schools in particular. I want you to hear this.
Now, look, I'm not going to claim that I walked to school uphill 10 miles each way in a blizzard. No, I didn't. But somehow we managed to get through these weather events without collapsing or stocking up with 100 rolls of toilet paper, okay? We managed to figure it out. Today, in the Washington, D.C. area, Fairfax County, D.C., school was either delayed 2 hours or it was canceled for the second straight day. And why is this? This is what cyclone bomb effects look like in the D.C. area. Look at that. The grass isn't even covered with snow.
Yeah, so her criticism is like one that I've heard quite a bit, which is basically parents saying, look, I didn't ever have to deal with this when I was a kid. Why are they closing school when it's not actually a snow day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's easier to always look back and be the critic after the event. In fact, I'm my own worst critic on many of these determinations. But when you're making the determination in the early mornings, at times, or in the evening before, we've got to make that call before 5:30 a.m. We try to get it by 4:30 because we've got our bus drivers who are already out on their way to get the buses started and so forth. Keep in mind, if you take into the context of what had been going on during that week, we had an extended period of extremely cold weather days. So we had more challenges than just the amount of snow that didn't form. But, you know, honestly, we take all that criticism as positive, constructive criticism, and we consider each of those elements when we take those conversations into the morning hours. We talk with each other about what happened last time, and we try to learn from those. We do our own 360 reviews and try to improve along the way.
The day after the bombogenesis, the bomb cyclone that really didn't drop a lot of snow in our area, were the schools closed because it was cold? I mean, it was extremely cold. Was that part of it? It's just cold and the kids shouldn't be out in it.
Well, absolutely. You know, you heard the stats that I gave you about 43,000 walkers, right? And people say, how cold is too cold? Well, when there was a wind chill advisory, which was issued by the National Weather Service for that one in particular, we have students that walk up to a mile at the secondary level to school, and at the elementary level, and up to a mile and a half at the secondary level. So when you have students that are walking outside, you know, they recommend not to be out more than 15 minutes before any kind of adverse impact could be on a child. I'm always going to err on the side of caution for a student. And I know it's an inconvenience for our communities and an inconvenience for our parents. It's certainly an inconvenience for me because people do give me that constructive feedback, especially this time of year.
Can you talk about, you know, I can't help but think, in a town full of lawyers, if you're the public school system, you close when anybody has any risk of slipping and falling. You know what I mean? Are you concerned about, like, the litigation assessment here?
Honestly, I only worry about the safety of students and our staff. And, you know, I look at the community at large. I really, you know, there are legal people that are made to worry about those kind of considerations.
Right.
But I have to tell you, every time we have our conversations, it's always about the safety of our students.
Can you talk about the reaction that you get on this? I'm curious what the, how much the school board and the superintendent and the assistant superintendents hear from the parents and the community when they make these types of decisions.
Well, I could use a lot more loving, as I usually say to folks this time of year. But it's one of those things. I do get a lot of constructive feedback. Like I said, there was January 6, 2015, there was a call that was made, and it was really an unfortunate incident. It was a wrong call, absolutely incorrect. And I had over 600 emails that day, and I had over 130 telephone calls that I returned later on in the, into the evening. And believe me, when somebody is talking to me about their student, their son, their daughter, or as an employee, and they're giving me that kind of feedback, that's the best information I can possibly get moving forward. And believe me, our community is very active in our schools, and we praise that. So their feedback is constructive, and we learn from it.
Yeah, I just think you're in a no-win situation. You, if you close the schools, there's going to be parents who are mad at you. And if you don't close the schools, there's going to be parents who are mad at you. So you're in a no-win situation, and I do not envy you having to do this job. I truly don't, because I can't even imagine what it is like, because you'll get one call with somebody mad, and you get the next call with somebody who's happy. So there, you just...
Yeah, that is kind of nice when you get one compliment. But again, you know, it's not about me.
All right. Well, Jeff Plattenberg from Fairfax County Public Schools, thank you very much. Really appreciate your insight this morning and for your patience as you deal with all the incoming on this.
Thank you so much, Vince and Mary. You all have a good day.
Nice to have you. Now, what is your impression? What is your impression, not only of Fairfax County Public Schools, but no matter where you are? By the way, Charles County Public Schools now closed. That's a late-breaking change here. Charles County Public Schools now closed today. Do you think that the public school systems are making the right call by closing schools on snow days that aren't actually snow days, but merely ice days, maybe?
Or cold days.
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let the school systems know right here, right now, on WMAL, what you think of the decision-making process here.
It's 8:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the Pfizer's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys. You know, part of the problem, too, this morning, just even stepping out of the front door on the sidewalks, it was slick, icy in the driveway, secondary road. So that was definitely an issue, but we're starting to see some improvement around the region. Delays on the roads.
Yep.
To the Wilson Bridge. We're backing now before St. Barnabas Road, almost back to Route 5, Branch Avenue. Part of the culprit, the crash at 210 on the shoulder, still grabbing our attention. Then we have the outer loop slowdowns into New Carrollton and Topside College Park to Silver Spring. So we're pretty much in the thick of it there. On the ICC, Intercounty Connector, Maryland's Route 200, if you're heading eastbound toward George Avenue, that's where we have the crash and the unusual backups through that stretch. Trying to see some improvement, or I should say trying to get better. We had two earlier incidents trying to move through Leesburg eastbound 7 past 9 and 1 after Market Street, both reported to be cleared from crews there. And into town, 395 still as you head through Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, quite heavy. And a water main break closes Annandale Road south of Graham Road in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, clouds early, then lots of sunshine with a high near 45. Tonight, some passing clouds, a low of 27. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a high again near 45. Currently in our nation's capital, 31 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
That's why they didn't have school. It was too cold. What happened to a hat, gloves, and a jacket? Oh, scarf. Oh, scarves are too dangerous. What a joke. This is my message, parents and kids, and the school superintendent. Suck it up, buttercups.
Suck it up, buttercups. Strap on your ice skates and just skate right down that sidewalk. Get to school. Figure it out.
Are you telling me I was a walker for a long time. Are you telling me you never walked down the sidewalk and just slipped and fell on your butt when you were running to the school bus or to school?
I've definitely
there
slipped.
There were many a bruise.
I will say, I remember some people running to the school bus slipping. That's a bad move.
When it's you're the hilarious.
Kid, when you're the kid who slips and falls and the entire school bus is already filled with children who watch as you fall over.
Very
it's weird how unsympathetic they are.
We had a foreign exchange student from Brazil, and because in high school I had to take the bus, and I'll never forget.
forget him with his long legs running to the bus, and we all saw the ice, and we're like, no! And he had no clue what ice was. He flew. His little Brazilian body literally flew, and it was hilarious.
All right, so we're asking you this morning, are you happy with the school systems that they're closing schools down now as often as they are for cold weather days? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to Mike in Falls Church. Appreciate your call this morning, Mike. Good morning.
I've got two kids in the Fairfax school district, and what I'd say is Fairfax County is huge with all sorts of different roads, so I think it makes the decision a little bit more complicated. But what I'm amazed at is Baltimore City schools, some of them don't have heat, and you see the kids at school because they're not canceling school because they can't cancel every cold day,
right,
huddled in their coats and jackets around their teachers. That, to me, is in the United States, the richest country in the world, schools that aren't having heat, that's something to talk about.
That's third world. That's third world. Yeah, no, you should absolutely be. I mean, that's a critical thing, just keeping the kids warm. That's a basic thing. And the reason, by the way, why some schools have to cancel and others stay open here in our area because of heat issues or water issues, that makes sense to me. Bob is in Prince Frederick. Good morning, Bob. You're on Mornings on the Mall. You're a bus driver.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I just want to phone in there that, you know, I'm on the main route of Calvert County right now, Route 4. It's fine. It's a little wet. It's dry. But coming out of my community in my front-wheel drive, and I got 38 years experience driving a truck, you were slipping and sliding all over the place. Now you put a school bus on there, which has absolutely no traction on the rear end, and it's a recipe for disaster. And that's what a lot of people aren't realizing when they're going down the main highway going, why are they closing the schools? The roads are fine. They're not going back on these shaded, tree-lined streets that the buses have to go down that have potential of slipping off the road and going down an embankment, or even worse, flipping over with 30 kids in the back that aren't seat-belted in.
Yeah, those are the types of things you got to think about as you make this assessment. And you're right, the buses are the ones who really experience the toughest versions of the side roads.
So apparently it's no longer a thing as it was. I went to a school that was literally on the side of a hill, and if you missed it, the bus would sometimes just slide right past. Our bus driver would make us all... This is hand-to-God true. Our bus driver would make all the kids go to the back of the bus to weigh it down, and we had no seatbelts or anything, so we're all in the back of the bus to put the weight in the back... So
was there a cord of wood back there too?
So I think between what we did and what they do now, there's a happy medium somewhere in between.
It's unbelievable. Skip is in Fredericksburg this morning with different insight on this. Skip, good morning. Sorry, Skip, go ahead.
Hi, there you are.
I got grandkids that drive to school, and you got high schoolers that drive to school in this weather, and they're very inexperienced drivers, and I worry about that.
That's so right.
When they close for icy roads, I'm happy because I really don't want my grandson out there driving on this.
Yeah, another good point.
Can
here.
Can you take the bus?
I mean, the high schoolers are a threat on the not snow days, the regular old sunny middle of the summer days. But you know, one of the downstream impacts here is Skip brings up a good point about the driving, but. One of the national impacts is we're thinking about the safety of the children, of course, but also the entire community is affected by this. Parents getting to work, the ability for, you know, looking for childcare, all of those other downstream implications of, okay, we're going to close the schools, that affects the entire community by making that decision.
Yeah, we have a listener here who sent a note, said, listening to the show, I absolutely agree on snow days. I grew up in the Lake Effect Snow Belt in Ohio. We didn't get snow days unless the wind chill was below minus 15 or power in the school was out. He's moved now. He said, I've noticed some differences. And we didn't have buses. Everyone got to school on their own. That's the biggest difference. And the second biggest difference is the lack of plows and salt trucks on the roads.
More from you in a moment. 822 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is a new year, and I'm willing to bet a lot of people have made those New Year's resolutions to get healthy, eat better, right? You're going to exercise more. Did you know you can get healthier just by sleeping better? It's absolutely true. If you don't get a good night's sleep, there's a whole host of health problems that you can have. So you want to take advantage of the 60% off sale this week at Mattress Warehouse with the floor model clearance sale. They have mattresses starting at just $79. They're in stock. You can take them home today. And as 10 Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. They make Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month. Isn't your health worth that? That's less than a dollar a night for a good night's sleep to help you get healthy. And you'll get a free memory foam mattress with the purchase of a Somos Beds adjustable base. Or you can save up to $900 on select mattresses. So go get bed matched at a mattress warehouse near you. Visit sleephappens.com for the location near you. And again, it's bed matched. Gotta try it. And visit sleephappens.com for locations.
There are many memorable moments in life. Graduation, your first car, your first kiss. Hi, I'm Debbie with Your Home Now Mortgage. Let us help you create another memorable moment when you buy your new home. We'll make it easy and stress-free. Mention this ad and we'll give you $1,000 credit at closing.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It's 8:25. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by Heal.com. Let's take you to Virginia, where we have the closure. Fairfax, due to the water main break, shut down is Annandale Road. It's going to be south of Graham Road and north of Gallows Road, right near Crestwood Drive. And they do have that blocked off in each direction. So if you typically use that stretch of Annandale Road, they expect this through the morning at least. So plan. All right, 395, very slow. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. No problems reported right now. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, even though we're still below speed, heading past George Avenue from 95 to the Wilson Bridge, backing near Route 5, pushing to the bridge span. And along the way, we had the crash at 210, so still seeing some of that activity that was on the shoulder there as a result. All right, taking you into town on New York Avenue. Now the problem focused on the signal lights inbound New York Avenue at Bladensburg Road affects all directions, I should say. So quite slow through there. We've recovered beyond that past Florida Avenue. Heal.com is here, and Dr. House calls for urgent and pediatric care to your door in 2 hours every day, covered by insurance or $99. HEAL.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The push now for milder weather. Drier weather is settling in after that meteorological mix yesterday. Clear this morning, sunny later, 44. Mainly clear tonight, 26. Colder outside the Beltway. Clouds and sun tomorrow into the mid-40s and mid-50s possible by Thursday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 31 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
A lot of schools closed or delayed today. For the latest, check WMAL.com and the Storm Center. But we've got a question for you. Are they doing the right thing? Are you happy with how often schools are closing for just these icy days? Let's go to Ben, who's in Ashburn this morning and up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Ben. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I got a little issue with something that was said by the guy you were just interviewing at the top of the hour here.
Right, Jeff. That was Jeff Plattenberg, the assistant superintendent of Fairfax County Public Schools.
Correct. I didn't catch his name. So he says that his decision is based on he cares for the students. I'm sorry, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, the superintendents cared about the kids just as much. He dodged the question of the lawsuits. This is about lawsuits. I don't want to call him a liar, but this is about lawsuits. That's what's different between now and 30 or 50 years ago.
Yeah, well, no question. In 2018, people are a lot more litigation averse, especially because it happens way more often.
Could you imagine if kids today came home and told their parents, it was really cool, the bus driver put us all in the back of the bus so we'd help weigh it down so could pull into the driveway. Parents today would be like, what? My parents were like, oh, did you make it in? Yeah, okay, good.
They do call them slip and fall lawyers for a reason. John is in Virginia this morning. Good morning, John. What do you think, sir?
Good morning. I like Mary's comment because I grew up in Euclid, Ohio, and we had a day on April the 17th. We went to bed, and it was a beautiful night. We woke up in the morning, there was 4 feet of lake effect snow. You went to school. They put the chains on the buses, and you went.
Yeah, we had chains on the buses, exactly. It's exactly
what
we had.
Get on with it.
Yeah. Or in Mary's case, they just stack the children on top of each other over the rear axle.
We thought it was so cool. We thought it was really cool. Go to the back of the bus.
All right, everyone jump as we hit this icy patch. 828 on WMAL.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Isn't 2018 the year to finally have LASIK? You can now have your reading vision corrected also with the Raindrop procedure. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor letting you know that that's what I did last year to improve my life, and now it's your turn. Dr. Witness performed more Raindrop procedures than any surgeon in the country. He's now been named a Raindrop Center of Excellence. Already had LASIK or cataract surgery? That's okay. You can still have Raindrop to correct your reading vision. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Witten and Dr. Shilpa Rose. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at wittenlasereye.com where you'll see the difference.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow. You know, we've got Congress actually having to work this month. They've got some deadlines regarding money and immigrants. And are they going to tie the two of them together? Will we see funding for the wall? Larry will tell us. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Many area school systems are starting the day late today because of lingering icy or slippery conditions. But three changes I include to tell you about just in the last few minutes. Schools in Charles County, Calvert County, and St. Mary's County are all now closed today. Again, closed schools in Charles County, Calvert County, and St. Mary's County. That's a change from their earlier status. Get the complete list of closings and late openings at WMAL.com. If you're driving to Reagan National Airport this morning, be aware that there's a water main break that has shut down the main entrance ramp from southbound GW Parkway into Reagan National. President Trump may be preparing to meet Special Counsel Robert Mueller and answer questions about Russia.
There have been no ground rules set, according to sources, but it's assumed an in-person interview would be the special counsel team's bottom line. Staffers might be expected to question the president rather than Robert Mueller himself. For months, Mr. Trump has expressed willingness to cooperate, including via an interview, something he reiterated Saturday.
If Robert Mueller asks you to come and speak with his committee personally, are you committed still to doing that? Do you believe that's appropriate?
Just so you understand. There's been no collusion. There's been no crime. And in theory, everybody tells me I'm not under investigation.
The president and his lawyers are seeking a quick end to the probe that started in the wake of the firing of FBI Director James Comey. Bob Costantini, Washington.
South Korean media say North Korea has now restored a military hotline with the South in the second such reopening of a suspended inter-Korean communication link in about a week. An SUV crashed into a Bethesda apartment building last night, injuring the driver and displacing seven people. Police are still investigating the crash, which happened on Clarendon Road around 7 o'clock last evening. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,283, the Nasdaq at 71.57. Sports sponsored by Staples. For the fifth time in 9 years, Alabama is the national college football champion. College basketball, AU loses, Navy loses. NHL, the Caps take on Vancouver tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has low prices on the organizational solutions your business needs to clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand this year, like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Less mess equals more success. Visit Staples.com for more. Staples, it's pro time.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Larry O'Connor, and I want to challenge you to make 2018 your healthiest year ever. I know personally how difficult it is taking that first step towards a better, healthier you, but take it from me. Once you make the commitment with EMP 180 weight loss, you'll never look back. With any weight loss program, it's important to see results quickly and consistently to avoid getting discouraged. And with EMP 180, that is exactly what you can expect. I saw results with EMP 180 right away. I would literally notice small changes every day. More energy, baggier clothes, and every weekly weigh-in brought more good news, whether it was lost pounds or a lower body fat percentage. It was actually fun to check in with my counselors to be able to put a measurement to the progress I could already feel and see for myself. So accept my challenge and join the growing list of happier, healthier EMP 180 weight loss success stories. Locations in Tysons and Rockville, emp180weightloss.com. That's emp180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your appointment today.
We all know the best time to buy something is in the off-season. Well, in the roofing industry, our off-season is winter, and January is the slowest month of the year. Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. While January isn't the best time of year to be a roofing contractor, it's a great time to be a roofing customer. This spring, we're going to be slammed, but I have to keep my installers busy in the winter, too. So if you call and schedule a free estimate right now, we're going to give you 50% off the price of material. Plus, no interest, no payments until 2019. We've installed over 30,000 roofs in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple closures this morning due to water main breaks. That's been pretty much the story with these cold temperatures. In Virginia, Fairfax with the closure on Annandale Road, north of Gallows Road, south of Graham Road at State Crest Drive. They have that blocked off in each direction. You won't be able to use that for an undetermined amount of time. They're not sure. They're still working on finding the break. 395 as you come off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Very little break along the way. Heading toward Reagan National Airport, southbound side, George Washington Parkway. The first exit that would take you into the airport still closed with the water main repairs. Second entrance to the airport is open. Coming off the southbound side, the G-Dub. Northbound, no problems out of Old Town. Your travel lanes and exits are open there. For 270 south, just a little bit of volume through Bannon, Hyattstown, again, Germantown, Rockville. Sure to have a lingering rush hour for a lot of areas as a lot of the schools are having with the delays that delays the rush hour as well. Topside, we're still bunched up from College Park and around to Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The push now for milder weather, drier weather settling in after that meteorological mix yesterday. Clear this morning, sunny later, 44. Mainly clear tonight, 26. Colder outside the Beltway. Clouds and sun tomorrow into the mid-40s and mid-50s possible by Thursday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 26 in Chantilly, 28 in Bowie, 32 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese. Joining us, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL Saturdays at 7, also author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, welcome.
Thank you, Mary.
I wanted to hear you. President Trump yesterday was talking to farmers, and it was interesting how the mainstream media did not cover this. I want you to hear what President Trump had to say to the farmers regarding NAFTA, and then get your opinion.
On NAFTA, I am working very hard to get a better deal for our country and for our farmers and for our manufacturers. It's under negotiation as we speak.
So he got a round of applause from the farmers regarding NAFTA. Where do you see this heading, and what's it going to do to our economy?
Well, look, I'm all for negotiation. I think 20 years later, or whatever it is, you got to make some changes. There has to be some refurbishment. And that's good. That's a very good thing. And we have a differential with Mexico on sales taxes. They broke the treaty years ago by lifting their sales tax to 16%, and that means tax on any imports. We have state sales taxes that average about 6.5%. Some of the states are higher. Some of the big trading states, California and so forth, could be up to 10%. So let's have reciprocity. Let's try to work through some of these issues. But, it's a big but, some of the president's advisors want him to pull out of NAFTA altogether. And that means, you know, Canada as well as Mexico. That would be a terrible blow. It would really damage economic growth. Certain industries, like the farming industry, like the auto industry, like the energy industry, they have huge exports to NAFTA countries, to Canada and Mexico. And by the way, anytime you raise tariffs, which are taxes, okay, anytime you do that, you damage consumers, and you also damage certain businesses. And that's why I don't like it. I mean, steel tariffs, iron tariffs are all being discussed. Tariffs on China are being discussed. Now, that doesn't mean the president will do it, and I hope he doesn't. It just means that, you know, raising taxes on international trade is very bad for the American economy. So, and I think, by the way, the stock market would react very badly if we pulled out of NAFTA. So I'm hoping he takes, you know, a much more moderate stance and let his negotiators negotiate. That's what he should do.
Yeah, I mean, reading the tea leaves on this, you've given some advice to the White House economically. What's your sense of where this is going to end up? Is he still going to tear up NAFTA as he suggested in the past he would?
Well, my sense is he won't tear it up. I've had this discussion with him. I mean, we had it during the campaign, and we've had it in the past bunch of months. My sense is he's not going to leave NAFTA, and that he wants to deal, you know, he uses the word reciprocity, okay? That's a good word. That's okay. I mean, China, for example, let's go there for a moment. China does steal our intellectual property. They do, and they have for many years, and the whole world knows it. So that has to be negotiated. Now, slapping big tariffs on China would be harmful to our economy, okay? Probably be harmful to theirs. They will reciprocate in kind by slapping tariffs on various American products. That's no way to run the economy.
Well, he's threatened to do this, of course, with China on steel. He thinks there's too much steel being dumped into the American economy, and he wants to slap tariffs on them.
I'm very much opposed to that. That's my very good friend Wilbur Ross. I love the guy, but he wants tariffs on steel. This has been done before, either tariffs or quotas. And you know what happens in this case? The domestic steel companies raise their prices under the umbrella of protection, and so therefore any consumers of steel, which includes automobiles, for example, would be greatly damaged. So I think that's a terrible idea. And again, I hope the president takes the high ground on this. I can't predict the outcome so far. But I will say his campaign bite on these matters has so far been much, much greater than his actual, government policies. The bite is much more, and I think that's okay. That's going to be a tactic that he has. But again, I hope I'm right on this, because you go through a wave of protectionism, you're going to do great damage to the economy.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he's been more of a conservative than he has a populist when it comes to economic issues.
Well, let me just say this regarding that word populist.
Yes.
Populism. The whole tradition of American populism is economic prosperity for all. That's the tradition. We're not a European country. We don't wall off America. We don't attack, by raising tariffs on other countries, at least not in the last century or more. So I took issue with this with my friend Steve Bannon. I wrote a column about this last weekend. His version of putting walls around America and isolationism is not, repeat, that is not American populism. American populism is traditionally, in our representative democracy, to grow and create prosperity for everybody. As we wrote in our book, JFK, a rising tide lifts all boats. Reagan said the same thing. You can't signal winners and losers. You're going to do a lot of damage there. You politicize the whole process. So I think it would be, free. Look, I understand the free trade gets hit from time to time.
Right.
So you got to even the playing field, level the playing field. I'm all for that.
Well, let's talk about
tariffs and dropping out of the process. Not good.
You mentioned putting up the wall. The president of the United States is hosting a bipartisan meeting today to discuss immigration. Democrats are saying, hey, look, we just want DACA to be passed and nothing else. We want an amnesty here. Trump's saying he wants at least a wall, an end to chain migration, an end to the diversity visa lottery and border security. What do you make of all this, and what do you expect
merit,
pops out?
And merit-based applications. Actually, I favor that. I favor that. Now, I don't know all exactly what it means yet, but look, we have walls and fences, I guess about a third of the border from Southern California, I think it's through Arizona, maybe beginning of New Mexico. Whatever we're going to call it, walls, border protection, sometimes fences, some kind of barrier, and beef up the policing of it. In many different ways, using Rudy Giuliani's old police CompuStat, things of that sort. I'm fine with that. Using drones, I'm fine with that, too. And I think the Democrats are wrong. DACA should be part of this, but DACA gets you to the issue of legal immigration, okay? So let's stop the family chain illegal immigration, and let's go towards a merit-based immigration system, which will be legal. I like that very much.
Yep.
I like the checkoffs. I do think you ought to speak English.
Yep. Right? Well,
I don't have a problem with that. That's different than trade protectionism. This is just basic, sound immigration reform.
Yeah. Managing your household, who gets to come in and out. Thank you, Larry Kudlow. Really appreciate your insight again. As always, we'll chat with you next week.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a couple water main breaks causing some problems, obviously, with closure in Annandale. Annandale Road is closed each direction at State Crest Drive. If you're familiar with that area, it puts it just north of Gallows Road, south of Graham Road. In that stretch, you will be turned around. They have that completely closed off. Also, on the George Washington Parkway, and if you're heading over toward Reagan National Airport, that's been with us all morning long. The water main break closes the first entrance to Reagan National Airport. But don't panic. About a quarter mile just past that, the second entrance is still accessible. And you can also get to the airport via Route 1 through Crystal City. No problems to report as we make our trip on 66 eastbound inside the Beltway, but it's westbound. We have the crash at Glebe. It looks like just the right lane is, they're trying to get two lanes to the right getting by using the shoulder. So 66 west through Falls Church, a little bit of volume coming out of Arlington and to the Wilson Bridge. Boy, we are still backed up near Route 5 Branch Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The push now for milder weather, drier weather settling in after that meteorological mix yesterday.
Clear this morning, sunny later, 44. Mainly clear tonight, 26. Colder outside the Beltway. Clouds and sun tomorrow into the mid-40s and mid-50s possible by Thursday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 31 degrees at 8:47. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
This is an interesting study. Do you or your partner ever curse in your sleep? Curse. Do you ever walk in the room and, like, you know, your wife's asleep and she's like just hurling obscenities, but she's not actually awake? Well, apparently this is a thing because researchers in France have discovered that your midnight mumblings, as they call them, may be more negative and insulting than what you say while you're awake. This is the Washington Post writing this up. In the study, researchers found that sleep talkers said the word no four times as often in their sleep as when they're awake. And the F word popped up during sleep talking more than 800 times more frequently than while asleep. And in fact, 10% of all clauses spoken during sleep contain profanity. 10%, literally 1 in 10 phrases is a profanity.
Would be super hard for me to swear more in my sleep than I do during the day. Seriously hard.
So for some people, it's an increase. To study sleep talking, the researchers recorded nearly 900 nighttime utterances from about 230 of adults during one or two consecutive nights in a sleep lab. What they found was that because it's a relatively rare event, the majority of the people in the study had sleep disorders or parasomniacs, or parasomnias, rather, which are unusual behaviors that happen during sleep. The nocturnal episodes were analyzed for such factors as wordiness, silences, tone, politeness, and abusive language. And they matched it up against, you know, conversational French, I guess, during the day. They found that the majority of the nighttime utterances were unintelligible or nonverbal, 59%, including mumbling, whispering, and laughing.
You don't talk in your sleep?
I know for a fact that I've kind of woken up in like a dream state before and finished a sentence, and I know I've said it out loud, and I was like, well, that was weird. I hope my wife didn't hear that. You know, the thing I fear though is flailing in your sleep. It's because obviously my wife sleeps in my bed with me. I'm so paranoid, and I don't actually do it that often that I'm even aware of. But the idea that I've ever like thrown an arm or something, like just in the middle of a dream, like, thank God I have not touched my wife at all in something like that. But that scares the crap out of me. That would annoy me. I mean, not only annoy me, I'd feel horrible.
Yeah, I'm a sleepwalker. So
or strike your wife by accident.
My husband's caught me standing up in the bed trying to climb out of a window. Yeah.
Really?
So yeah. I'm quite the active sleeper.
Do you ever commit acts of petty larceny or anything?
No, he usually gets me before I get out of the house.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can make your way down the stairs. Do you grab the car keys or anything?
Yeah, I've been in the kitchen. Yeah. He follows me around and just slowly leads
just
me back to bed.
Just tracks you?
Yeah,
because you're not supposed to wake the sleepwalking person.
I don't know if that's really a thing.
Because it involves, like, and then it's like sudden murder for some reason.
Yeah, I don't believe that that's really a thing. And he'll just bring me back to bed, just, you know, brings me back upstairs. And I only do it when I'm stressed out.
Oh, really?
Only when I'm really stressed out, I do it. If I'm not stressed out, I don't.
Wow. Well, but if you're not sleepwalking, you might be uttering curse words in your sleep. So you're not alone, apparently. There's a bunch of people in France that are doing it, too.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Whether or not you have real insomnia or just think you do, it could have a negative impact on your health. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. People with insomnia have trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, or both. The National Sleep Foundation estimates 40 million Americans experience insomnia every year. A paper recently published by a psychology professor at the University of Alabama found 37% of self-identified insomniacs were actually normal sleepers. The consequence, he says, perceived sleep disturbances pose a health risk, even when accompanied by good sleep. You can become a greater risk for depression, anxiety, hypertension, just because you think you're a bad sleeper. Look, everyone's going to have different sleep routines. What's most important is how you feel during the day. If you immediately fall asleep in a comfortable chair in a dimly lit room, you likely do have a problem. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. Join us in McLean and Alexandria, Saturday, January 20th at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if, instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if, just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Washington, D.C. Call 855-982-1591 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the visors, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Service Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You too, and a merry couple of our lingering trouble spots continue to be getting into town through Chevrolet on 50 with big delays just inside the Beltway. Most of that focused on the lights that aren't working properly at New York and Bladensburg Road, West Virginia, Montana Avenues, right as you head through those intersections. Southeast Southwest Freeway crash now reported before the 3rd Street Tunnel. This is going westbound, so as you come off of DC 295 each direction. I'm looking at those delays on the 11th Street Bridge. West on 66 through Falls Church out of Arlington, jammed to get past Glebe Road towards Sycamore Street. Crash along the left side, still bunched up across the 14th Street Bridge into town. Fairfax Police still have the closure of Annandale Road due to a water main break. So Annandale Road north of Graham Road closed in each direction. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home, free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now at 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In much better shape today after we lost that mess from yesterday, right? Milder weather on the way. Temperatures into the mid-40s, lots of sunshine. Down in the 20s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 31 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
I listen to you every day,
just about every single day.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk. You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
New year, new you. Better sleep. Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse with the floor model clearance sale. And mattresses starting at just $79. In stock to take home today. And as Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month. Get a free memory foam mattress with a purchase of a Somos Beds adjustable base or save up to $900 on select mattresses. Get bed matched at a Mattress Warehouse near you. Visit sleephappens.com for locations.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. Win up to $10,000 weekly in free play and a chance at the grand prize of $100,000 in cash. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entries. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
All right, coming up on WMAL, well, there's a big meeting today at the White House over immigration. Bipartisan, both sides will be there. It's going to be interesting to see if they actually speak to each other. That'll be the good part.
I hope they actually get something done. Trump's got to put Schumer in a headlock and just get this thing figured out.
Scissor lock.
Is that a good negotiating tactic, Chris Black?
I think so, yeah. Scissor lock around the neck from down to the...
leg wrestle for
it. Yeah, leap up. Yeah, Indian wrestle. I used to call that Indian wrestle. It's probably cultural appropriation now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump meets today with Republican and Democratic senators at the White House to discuss the future of DACA and the fate of young illegal immigrants.
One source directly involved in talks tells CNN the negotiations are a mess, with Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn accusing Democrats of holding the budget deal hostage, and Democrats arguing that the long and broad immigration policy wish list released by the White House last week has made chances for a deal harder.
Correspondent Joe Johns. There's a water main break near Reagan National Airport this morning that is affecting air travelers. On the southbound GW Parkway, the main entrance ramp to Reagan National is blocked due to that water main break. Other ways into the airport remain open, though. We've had an unusually high number of water main breaks in the area so far this winter. Luis Maya is spokesman for the WSSC.
It's not a record yet, but it's definitely an extremely high number that we're seeing, and you can see it by all the crews that we have out there over the past week. We're working 24/7.
Maya says WSSC is asking its customers to be patient with them as they deal with all those water main breaks. Virginia state regulators are taking steps to make sure that the corporate tax breaks for the state's utilities get passed on to ratepayers. The Virginia State Corporation Commission has issued an order requiring electric, gas, and water companies to account for the federal tax savings on their books. In subsequent rate proceedings, the PSC says those savings can then be passed on to customers. Maryland lawmakers today are set to outline a plan on how to protect and improve Obamacare in Maryland. The federal tax overhaul signed into law at the end of the year removed a penalty charged to people without health insurance as required by the Affordable Care Act. The D.C. Council today is set to debate and vote on a bill to allow public financing of local campaigns.
Co-author of the Fair Elections Bill, Charles Allen, calls it an investment in democracy.
So part of what this does is tries to help level the playing field both for candidates and for donors in a way that candidates will spend more of their time focused on residents and on voters across the city, rather than dialing for dollars.
The Ward 6 council member says D.C. voters will have a broader pool of candidates to vote for.
And what it will also do is help diversify the candidate pool. So you'll have candidates who will be able to raise money and fund viable campaigns.
The D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has already said she will not vote to fund the bill. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Lincoln Memorial needs a new roof.
This is essentially routine maintenance, you know, not unlike a homeowner that's on a 20-year or so schedule to replace roofs.
Spokesman Mike Litterst with the National Park Service.
We expect the work to go until late summer of this year, so about an eight-month project.
And workers will also be fixing some damage that occurred during the 2011 earthquake and replacing some broken glass panels. The Red Cross is putting out an urgent appeal for blood donations. Spokeswoman Regina Booth-Bratton.
We are in desperate need for type O negative, type B negative, and type AB blood. Because of the bad weather, we were forced to close or cancel more than 150 blood drives. That equates to about 5,500 units of blood and platelets.
She says most people don't realize how bad the blood shortage is until it hits home and affects someone they know. Customs officers at Dulles Airport say they seized nearly $55,000 worth of counterfeit Air Jordan sneakers. The shipment of 400 pairs of shoes came from China, came through last month, authorities say, destined for an address in Alexandria. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,283, the NASDAQ at 71.57. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. More details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.